We're going back to Hilchos Sukkah. We're going to start with Siman Tov Resh Chaf Tes, and we'll be doing the first three Se'ifim. So far, we've covered the halachas of a sukkah under a tree, when you have something inside a sukkah that you're sleeping under, a sukkah under a sukkah. Now we get to the schach itself. What does the schach have to be made of? So the Shulchan Aruch begins, Sif Aleph. In order, Davar Shemesachim Bo, in order to be kosher schach, it needs Someach min ha'aretz, something that grows from the ground. Grows from the ground. Vitolush, it is no longer connected to the ground. Ve'eno makabel tuma, and it is not something that could possibly be makabel tuma. Meaning, even though it was never makabel tuma, but if it is something that is capable of being makabel tuma, that too would be possible. So, he starts off and says, something that's not someach min ha'aretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground, but it grows on the ground. Not from the ground, but on the ground. For example, an animal. An animal lives on the ground, eats from the ground. Grass is what keeps it going. Nevertheless, we would not call that a tzomeach min haaretz. It does not actually grow off the ground. Therefore, an animal is pasul. You cannot use leather for schach. Oro shel behema. Even though they're not makabel tuma, for example, they have not yet been processed. Or metals. Metals that were never used before, metals that you'll find in the ground. And similarly, the ground itself, dirt. It is karka, but it is not so meach min haaretz. The pasuk says, when do you make chag hasukos? Ba'ospecha migornecha umiyikvecha. It is chag ha'osif, at the time that you collect from your gorin and your yekev, the storehouses of the grain, and yekev, the winery. So the Gemara learns out of there, it's got to be mipsoles gorin v'yekev. This is the leftovers in the gorin v'yekev. And what are they? They're the things that grow from the ground and are not makabel tuma, because not the ground itself, and they are no longer connected to the ground. Those are all the conditions. The Ramah then says, ground itself. You cannot put dirt on top of your, make a dirt roof and consider that schach once again because it doesn't grow from the ground. Sif beis v'chein dover shemakabel tuma. You cannot use something which is makabel tuma, kagon shpudim, such as a shpud is a spear that you hold something over the fire with a spit, a skewer. That you're not allowed to use as your schach. So everybody asks, and that's metal. You can't use it anyway, because we said it's got to be something that grows in the ground. What then must we be talking about? We must be talking about wood. Now the question is the wood one makabel tuma? The halacha is that midoraisa, metal is makabel tuma, as long as it has function as a keli. Wood is only makabel tuma if it is a makabel, only if it can hold something. That means if it does not have a base kibul, even though it has use, but it is not a container, it could not hold something, it is not makabel tuma midoraisa. Midrabana, we're going to see that there are woods that are makabel tuma, there are wooden vessels that are makabel tuma, even though they are not makabel, they don't have a base kibul. Not so though with most of the wood. So the question is, why then would these shpudim be possible for being masachech with? So there are two basic pshatim. One is that we are talking about something that a shpud that for some reason it has a place that it could be makabel tuma, something where it can be makabel, or better yet, it had some metal on it. It had metal on it. When you use something that has a combination of wood and metal, if the metal is the ikur, the thing is makabel tuma. So even though it's wood and it grew from the ground, but the fact that it's got metal on it, say at the head of it, which then becomes the ikur, that makes it be makabel tuma. So that's why I would have thought it was kosher, and the mechaber's got to tell me that it's makabel tuma and it's not good. The next thing it says is aruchos hamita, which is the wood that makes up the bed frame. Now, if it is part of the bed, then it is makabel tuma because it's part of a kli. What if it's no longer part of the bed? You just want to take part of the bed frame, a piece off the bed frame, it's made of wood, put it on top of your sukkah. What's the problem? This is pasul midrabanan. Anything that was once makabel, once a kli, and therefore makabel tuma, even though today it is from a shever kli, it is broken, Nevertheless, it is still usur to be mesachech with midrabanan. So if it's makabel tuma today, it is posel midaraisa. If it is makabel, it was makabel tuma in the past because it was part of the keli, even though it is no longer part of the keli is broken, the halacha is that it is posel for schach midrabanan. Now the Mishnah Brura here mentions that if when it was whole, it was only makabel tuma midrabanan, then when it's broken, you can use it. What's interesting is that in the next sif, the Mishnah Brura deals with a similar case, and he says that that's only b'shas hadchak. It would sound like the Mishnah Brura really holds that something that is makabel tuma midrabanan and then broke, you should still not use l'chatchila, and only b'shas hadchak rely on that being kosher. So we'll see that very soon. So the Mechaber then says, "Afil v'nishpru shlo nishabrei mshir kabbalas tuma." Even though they're broken and they're not big enough to be makabel tuma, the halacha is since they once were makabel tuma, they are pasul. Siv gimel is what's called chitzim zechorim, and that is if you're talking about arrows that do not have a base kibble. The halacha is that they are kosher, whereas arrows that have a base kibble, you're shooting. I guess in those days they put some poison on them. If you put something in there or had placed to be makabel anything, the halacha was that then it is pasul because it is makabel tuma. So the an arrow that does not have a base kibble, even though it's made of wood, is not even makabel tuma midrabanan. We'll soon see what is makabel tuma midrabanan, but these would not be. Now the Mishnah Brura says, first of all, if they ever had metal in them, so then they're makabel tuma, like we saw before. Anything that has metal that becomes its ikur, in the case of a spear, if the spear head was made of metal, then the whole thing is makabel tuma. Even now, if you took it apart, it's still possible for schach because it once was makabel tuma. Now the Mishnah Brura here talks about the kind of wood that is makabel tuma midrabanan. Anything wide that you put things on, a wooden tray. Even if it is not a vessel, it does not have walls coming up. It is a flat wooden tray, but you use it for placing things on. A wood that is meant for carrying things in, even though it is not a base kibble, is still a makabel tuma midrabanan. He then mentions a flat shovel. A flat shovel made of wood. It's totally flat. If the walls come up on the sides, it's not makabel tuma. But if it's totally flat, since it is made for holding things, it is makabel tuma midrabanan. So he says, what if you have a wooden shovel that broke? You could not use that for schach because it once was makabel tuma. But since even when it was makabel tuma, it was only midrabanan, even when it breaks, b'shas hadchak, he says you can use it. Wooden pipes. Wooden pipes that are only made for something to run through them, but they're not made to hold anything. They do not have a little trap for dirt, say, to get caught in. The halach is that is not makabel tuma. How about bamboo? A reed, one reed, even though you could use it as a pipe, until you actually clean the inside out for the sake of holding something, it is not considered a kli kibble. The halacha is it's only if you empty it for the sake of being makabel something, only then is it makabel tuma. And until that point, it is not makabel tuma. So we've covered the first three halachas here. These are the things that are puzzled to be mesachech with. There are more things that the mechaber will soon be adding that we could not be mesachech with.